It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip?
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Sure, okay. Former Tonight Show host Jay Leno made an unexpected appearance on CNN's Anderson Cooper 360 while out helping first responders.
We're cooking for the crew, and because, you know, they're all getting boxed lunches, and we figure let's get some hot food. So it's kind of fun. I drove a 1941 American LaFrance fire truck, so the guy's got to...
Wait, you brought your own fire truck?
I brought my own fire. It's good to have your own fire truck when you live in L.A. We cooked yesterday in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl for the crew there, and we're here today, and we'll get to the other locations the next 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's not the best timing, but Jessica Simpson is trying to sell her L.A. area home for $17.9 million. Following her separation from her husband. Taylor Swift got a permit to add on to her $17.75 million Rhode Island mansion. The new wing will feature another bedroom and more bathrooms, and Swift's existing kitchen will also be getting a makeover. How do I know all this? Permits. People have to file permits. Speaking of filing things, when David Schwimmer was 18, he worked as a process server for his mom, who was a divorce lawyer, and one of the people he served papers to was Rod Stewart.
Thank goodness I've never run into him since. But I served Rod Stewart. I don't even know if he knows. I don't think he knows.
He knows now.
He knows now.
Yeah, he does. After they lost the Oscar to Catherine Zeta-Jones in 2003, Meryl Streep and Kathy Bates hit the bar together and drowned their sorrows with a shot. Glenn Close shared on the Drew Barrymore Show that she isn't pursuing romance through dating apps following her divorce.
Have you approached a relationship since divorce?
No.
Me neither.
No. I'm very happy right now.
Did you ever try the apps?
Are you crazy?
I did.
No. Because... I'm too shy to do that.
Yeah. Drew's not shy. Former NFL quarterback and college football legend Tim Tebow and his wife Demi Lee are expecting their first child. He married Demi, who was crowned Miss Universe 2017 back in 2020. Brooke Shields shared her unsettling experience on Good Morning America with a doctor who asked her after she'd had a grand mal seizure this question.
Are you restricting your salt for dietary reasons?
Whoa.
And I was like, no. And I said this, I said, I'm a 59-year-old woman who looks younger, bloated. No.
Yeah.
Give me some potato chips. Right. I was like, you wouldn't say that to a man.
Never. Right.
Yeah. Speaking of men, Robert De Niro plays competing real-life mob bosses Vito Genovese and Frank Costello in The Alto Knights, which hits theaters in March. And Seth Meyers recounted an uncomfortable elevator ride once with De Niro during their first encounter in Seth's first year on SNL.
Because he's so comfortable being quiet.
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, we're in 17th floor, and it's just sort of a long, slow elevator. And at one point, he goes, did you write that sketch? And I was like, I did. He goes, pretty good. And then just... And I was like, when I got off, I'm like, that's either the best or worst thing that ever happened to me, but...
With best.
I'll go with best.
Yeah, it probably feels like running into an actual real life mob boss. Janet Jackson is extending her Las Vegas residency, and I got a dirt alert. All right, remember Nice Pool from Deadpool and Wolverine? Well, Justin Baldoni thinks Ryan Reynolds invented the character to mock him, and he wants any and all documents Marvel and Disney have related to him. Good luck with that. You know those guys have lots of lawyers, right? Okay. That's it. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I'd quote Deadpool, but I can't say any of those things on the radio.